Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Friday, March 3rd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Lawmakers debate the need for AI regulation, while partisan divide may stall progress on cybersecurity. Nerdio launches new products to help MSPs manage Microsoft Intune. And the perplexing paradox of printers. No one wants a printer, but everyone wants to print. This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk about some action on Capitol Hill related to stories this week. On AI, the New York Times looks at what potential action lawmakers are considering. And while there is a lot of buzz, it seems like there is little action. Loosely quoting the piece. Before regulation, there needs to be agreement on what the dangers are, and that requires a deep understanding of what AI is. You'd be surprised how much time I spend explaining to my colleagues that the chief dangers of AI will not come from evil robots with red lasers coming out of their eyes, said Representative Jay Obernolte, a California Republican and the only member of Congress with a master's degree in artificial intelligence. And there is mixed response to yesterday's release of the National Cybersecurity Strategy, with some portions praised and others criticized. The question is how much regulation is required, and there's a clear partisan divide here, particularly with Congress split. Why do we care? Congress's lack of action would mean the EU is the de facto regulator for AI technology, considering the large multinational scale of the companies at the core of the technology. The Europeans have proven far less willing to open up and allow everything. I'd hate to see that inaction also impact cybersecurity. There's a call your congressperson moment here if you agree with me, and potentially if you don't, too. Nerdio held their NerdioCon this week, and there's an announcement to be aware of. The company announced several products. Nerdio Manager for Enterprise, a unified management platform for desktop as a service and physical endpoints. Nerdio Manager for MSP, a multi-tenant workflow-powered cloud management platform. The company said it, quote, helps MSPs accelerate Azure Virtual Desktop, Windows 365, and Microsoft Intune deployments, simplify management across customers, and increase margins. Unified Endpoint Management provides MSPs single pane of glass management for all Windows devices and applications leveraging Microsoft Intune. MSPs will be able to use Nerdio Manager for all device management, including Android and iOS. They can also use it to apply automated approval workflows, RBAC roles, cross-tenant management, and powerful troubleshooting tools. There's also Nerdio Unified Application Management for applications and Nerdio Advisor, a suite of tools that focused on cost management. Quoting CRN's interview, quote, those needs have to do with the adoption of Microsoft Intune primarily, Nerdio's CEO said. Microsoft Intune is being pushed or targeted toward MSPs, and it's seen as fairly complex and overwhelming for MSPs. We are trying to repeat what we've done with Azure several years ago, where we helped MSPs demystify and make it more cost-effective and easier to use in their practice. I think Intune is ready for that as well. End quote. Why do we care? Nerdio built an RMM. Their approach to augmenting Intune is very forward-leaning while also reaching backward to traditional endpoint management. If I ponder my MSP of the future, it would use a technology born of the cloud rather than pushed into it. The company has proven popular with a number of MSPs and IT services companies, and so I think the landscape has changed. There's traditional RMM, the upstart RMM players, and these cloud players moving in to RMM. I'll send you into the weekend with a Wall Street Journal article, which anyone who has ever consulted in IT will sympathize with. Quote, "No one wants a printer, but everyone wants to print." It's consumer focused, telling stories of individuals who have never had printers and how they address the need or end up buying one. Why do we care? If you ever need assurance that the role of IT provider isn't going away, take comfort in knowing that printers will always perplex. Do you love the podcast? Did you know you can get the stories in your inbox too, so you have all the links? Did you know there's a weekly newsletter too, diving into our bonus episodes? And would you like to win a $100 Amazon gift card? Visit businessof.tech/subscribe, and anyone who signs up for either the daily or the weekly newsletter before March 15th will be entered into a drawing for that Amazon card. And if you sign up for both, that's two entries. Sign up for the daily digest and weekly newsletter at businessof.tech/subscribe. Thanks for listening. So I was wrong yesterday. Yesterday wasn't Global Day of Unplugging. That's actually today. So let's celebrate that by going into the weekend. I will be back on Monday. My kitchen renovation is done, so I can actually get back to my normal schedule. And there'll be a bonus episode for you this weekend. We'll talk to you again then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.